6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Back to the Bible. Amen. God bless our YouTube listening audience again today. Amen. Welcome to the Back to the Bible. Amen. Radio Outreach Ministry. Amen. The Word of God say, go ye into all the world. Amen. And preach the gospel. Amen. To every creature. Amen. Because God knew everybody wasn't going to be in church. Amen. When Jesus gave the commandment, he knew it was going to be some that was still be out there looking for a place to go. Amen. You may be seated in the sanctuary. Amen. God is good. God is good. Get to mom. Thank you. Amen. A present help in time of trouble. Amen. I'm not your radio pastor. Amen. Those in the Atlanta area. Amen. I would get me a caravan and I would say, I'm going to Back to the Bible. You know, when you had a nice nightclub you wanted to go to, you going to the football game, amen, I put a filler out there and say, who all going to the stadium, amen, I share the cost, amen, and we would get together, thank you, baby, and we would, amen, go to the game together. So I found a church that's preaching the word. Thank you. They're not asking me for money. They're not answering me to join the church. They just want me in a place that they can teach me God's word and let me make a decision. I had a brother that was coming here. He left. I don't know why he left. And I called him. He said something about his sister didn't like the church or whatever. I'm still trying to wonder how men can be men and not strong enough to stand up to another man and say, I don't like your church because so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, okay, brother, you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. Tell me what it's about my church you don't like. We got some people leave your church. We had the brother came here, he didn't like women up speaking. So if a woman got up to speak, he would get up and leave. That's your opinion, that's the way you feel. Bible didn't say they couldn't speak. Amen, he said they can't pastor you. Amen. So we got men that lead a church. And then, you know, I'm an upfront preacher. I call you and you won't answer your phone. You're right. That's your phone. You don't have to answer it. You can do what you want. But then you need to take off the message that please leave your name, number, and a brief message and I'll get back with you. You just lied. So get rid of the lie that's on your phone. And then if you don't want me to call you, you don't have to put #69. You can just tell me, Pastor Wright, don't call me anymore. Let me tell you, I'll drop you like you poison. Amen. I won't call you. Amen. If I see you walking into a fire, I'll just pray for you that you don't get burned. But I won't come after you because you done told me to leave you alone. So we're living in that day and time that people are not what they say they are. This is the first one I want to go with here after the scriptures. Amen. We're going to look at the scripture word today. There is a thing that's so bad that we have classes on it. We have anger management classes. The Bible say, be ye angry and sin not. Let's put up four scriptures and then we're going to branch out like an octopus and we're going to talk. Ephesians 4 and 26, Matthew 5, 22. Ephesians 4, 26 say, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. How many people don't like you, but say they're a Christian and every night they go to bed angry and they never called you one time and never told you that they were angry with you? They call themselves Christian. Someone told me, say, Pastor, I didn't know you felt that way and you had dropped that. Yeah, I'm a man of God. I ain't got time to harbor anger. People see you in the store and they knock stuff off the aisle, running and hiding from you. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your anger. You are angry with someone, don't go to sleep because your madness and your anger might cause you to go to hell. Matthew 5, 22. Put in a color I can read, please. Thank you.
Matthew 5, 22.
Read it, please.
But I say unto you,
mm-hmm,
that whosoever is angry with his brother,
mm-hmm,
without a cause,
yes,
shall be in danger of the judgment.
Uh-huh.
And whosoever shall say to his brother.
I had a young man I used to go to school with. Remember I told you about this? And he used to say, why cause you mad at me? You know, why cause you mad at me? What is the reason you're mad at me? You're angry at me without a call. Why cause you mad at me, Deacon Bell? I didn't do nothing to you. Why cause you mad at me, Sister Megan? I didn't do nothing to you. He said, there had to be a reason why Jesus asked the question. Said, why you angry with your brother without a reason? Because I straightened you out and correct you about something and you was wrong. Now you get mad. Oh, you embarrass me. And then you're angry without a reason because I corrected you. The Bible say that you are in danger of what? Thy fool, you're in danger of going to hell. How many people are upset with you because you don't like their religion? How many people upset with you because you don't like the gay agenda? They got a commercial on TV, they forgive me if I be myself. They say, we have to change the culture. Put up definition of culture. I was intending to tell you that I don't want you to change my culture. When you start changing my culture, you start changing my morals, the way I think, the way I perceive. So what you want to do is to change the way that I think about homosexuality, the way I think about pedophilia, the way I think about transgender, the way I think about same-sex marriage. I don't want you to change that. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, I'll change. I'm a new creature. I'll change and be conformed to his word and not to myself and my word. Don't try to change my culture. Psalm 7 and 11. I know I'm getting you a lot. Psalm 7 and 11.
Psalm 7 and 11.
Read, please.
God judgeth the righteous.
God judges the righteous.
And God is angry with the wicked every day.
God is angry with the wicked. So if one of my character traits as a child of God is to be like God, then one of it is I get angry too. Be ye angry and sin not. So if God is angry, I can be angry. So let me give you the definition of anger. It's a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. Anger is good when someone's criticizing a person who is not present, because that person not there to punch you in the mouth. It's good they're not around. People who are angry with you, they will talk around you. They talk behind your back because they don't want confrontation. This is called backbiting. It's not good. It's talking about a person behind their back. And what you do when you talk about a person behind their back, whether it's good or bad, you are attacking their reputation. So culture is the customary belief, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religion, or social group. So the homosexuals is a group. The lesbian is a group. So what the world in America is trying to do is get rid of the Bible, change your culture to conform to a non-written culture that they change and is always evolving to fit society. God already has decided what our culture should be, but our message today is anger without sin. Anger without sin. Intermittent explosive disorder. Let's put it up. Anger. Children get angry. They got special need classes for anger. Man on the job get angry. And this is by the Mayo Clinic. Intermittent explosive disorder involves repeated sudden episode of impulsive, aggressive, violent behavior or angry verbal outbursts in which you react grossly out of proportion, out of control to the situation. Road rage is one. Domestic abuse. Throwing or breaking objects, husband and wife. It's been out there a long time. Now they gave it a name. Temper tantrum. All your little disobedient children that when they have tantrum, you give them something to play with rather than putting a rod on their behind. We got some in here that y'all don't like to whoop them. They do everything and y'all pat them and do everything. Yeah, it ain't nothing but a temper tantrum. And what the psychology is saying is they may be signs of intermittent explosive disorder. When we had one had a disorder, he got up and he walked out of the church. Daddy couldn't stop it. It's a problem that should have been stopped when they was coming up. See, the thing is now, they got a name for them. God had a name then. They were called disobedient children. We wouldn't spank them. We don't believe in spanking them now. So this explosive outburst caused you significant distress. Negatively impact your relationship. Wives can't get along with husband. Can't get him to go along with what I want. So you'll start throwing stuff. Some people have temper tantrum, and some of them is very light. They'll walk away. I don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone. Then you got those, if you want to talk, it's got to be my way or no way. That's anger. It's a chronic disorder that can continue for years. Although the severity, they say, may decrease, but mostly it gets worse. Treatment involves medication. So now they want to medicate you. So let's talk about, before we get back in the word, some of the symptoms. Number one, they occur and erupt with little or no warning. And they usually last less than 30 minutes. Sometime in the school system with special needs kids, they got a special room they put you in. When they put you in, the door locked, And after a certain minute, it automatically unlocked. You're not allowed to spank them, not allowed to whoop them. You talk to them, you give them candy, you give them treats, you give them everything. We do the same thing at home. It's time to go to church. So in order to get little Bobby Jr. quiet in church, I give him a book, I give him a toy, I give him a car, I give him crayon, and I give him everything and say, sit down. No, when Bobby come to church, I hold his hand, and he sit right here between the bookends. Mama, the other little boy, the little girl, and then daddy, those are the bookends. Sit there and be quiet. You don't need nothing to play with. Amen. And you know what they do? They sit there. What we're doing is we're pacifying a kid with a disorder. So as that child grow up and go through life, somebody is always pacifying your spoiled brat. Okay, let's read on. This episode may occur frequent or be separated by weeks, a month, a non-aggressive, less severe verbal outburst. Now, aggressive episode may proceed or accompanied by, let's look at it, anger, rage, irritability. People say, well, oh, he got a lot of energy. She got a lot of energy. Racing thoughts, tingling, tremors, palpitation. You know, they get real upset. They grab their chest tightness. Temper tantrum. Some kids have a temper tantrum or a tirade right in the store. They'll get it, they'll kick out on the store. They'll just, you know what y'all to do? If you got a belt, take your belt and whoop their behind right there in the store. Whoop them all over the place. Some of your kids don't know what a belt is. Then you got the kids that have the heated arguments with their parents. You tell a child do something, they got something, we call it back talking. Then they'll shout back at you. Then among each other, slapping, shoving, or pushing, physical fight, property damage. You know, you got some children, you tell them to do something, and they can't get by no other way, they start tearing up stuff in your home. You better start paying attention to this anger that you allow to grow up in your house. So, you know, they got things for prevention, but we're going to leave that right there, and we're going to go see what God's word says. Each person shows anger differently, but everybody get angry. Everyone get angry. For some of the emotions, it stews and it boils inside for hours, sometimes days, weeks, and years. Some people allow anger to turn to sin. Anger is part of your design, but it's not designed to control you. What happens when you're disobedient to God? Let's look at the story of a man from 1 Samuel, and I'll tell the story. Remember, Samuel told Saul that I will be back after certain days, and when I come, I'm going to make a sacrifice. So when Samuel didn't show up at the time, Saul made a sacrifice. And Samuel told him, you shouldn't have done that. So Saul's mind was not well because the results of the activities of a what? Evil spirit. So God sent an evil spirit to attack Saul after he decided to be disobedient and not to obey God. Because of the evil spirit, Saul often was angry and behaved in a dangerous manner. Why are you behaving in the manner that you are behaving in? Can't nobody get along with you. Because you got an evil spirit, no other reason. You got an evil spirit and you're trying to hide it. Everybody know you're mean. Everybody know that you're evil. Everybody know that you got an evil spirit. Proverbs 21:9. Proverbs 25:24. There are consequences for disobedience.
Proverbs 21:9.
Yes.
It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house.
Let me read this here. It's better to dwell in a rail and on the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a well-furnished, fine house with everything that you need. I'd rather live outside where it's raining and storming than inside with a contagious woman that's angry all the time. Or with a man, but the Bible said a woman. There was a reason for that. Proverbs 25 and 24.
It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop
again
than with a brawling woman and in a wide.
The word of God said, by two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So God, go back and say, Solomon, he said, write this again, because they didn't get it in the beginning. So now I'm ending up, write it again. Men, it's better. You're going to end up with that woman, and you're going to be on TV on Snap. You're going to be on TV on buried in the backyard. Because you're living with an evil person that refused to obey God. And when you refuse to obey God, God sends you an evil spirit. And then people have to deal with that thing. You've been disobedient to God, been disobedient to the man of God, been disobedient to the word of God. You won't listen to God and nobody. So God said, you won't listen to me. So this is what's going to happen. How did they calm the evil spirit? Get your harp, David, play on your harp. Everybody can't play a harp. So you got to deal with that evil spirit, or you got to pray it out of them. Some people get so angry until they leave their church. Some get angry and they quit their job. Some people get so angry until it destroys their marriage, and therefore their family is destroyed. Anger will cause you to say things that later on you will regret it. I hate you. I can't stand you. A woman will get pregnant and know it's the husband, and she'll say, I'll make you mad. I'll tell you it ain't your baby. Mama's baby, daddy's maybe. Have you become so angry that you wanted to take someone out? Mess with me, I'll take your life. I ain't been saved always. You low down devil, you get saved. Leave me alone before I hurt you. What was it that made you that angry? You don't even remember. Romans 13 and 10. Anger without sin. Love
worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Yes.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Oh, I love you. How much do you love me? You don't love me enough to forgive. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some of us love the homosexual more than we love God. We love them so much we won't tell them that they're living in sin. Some of because they're in our family. We love the little sissy boy. I was looking at a Western the other night. Old Western with Gabby Hayes and some of them old cowboys. So he walked in. He said, man, he said, give me my favorite drink. He said, my favorite drink. So they gave him something. He said, man, he said, you say your favorite drink? He said, that's water. He said, give me my favorite drink, root beer. He said, water. He said, that's a sissy drink. You if you say sissy now, that's a hate word. Sissy? You call a boy sissy now? Now you got to have anger management. I guess I retired when I did, because I wasn't taking no anger management classes. Read it again, please. Love.
13 and 10.
Yes.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Love working no ill, is no hard feeling, no hate, no anger there. For his neighbor, for his friend, to his pastor, to his church. Therefore, love fulfill all the law. Love will not harm you. Love will not allow you to harm your children. Love will not allow you to harm your marriage. Because if you're married and you harm your marriage and you got children, your children somewhere before they die out of this world, something you did is going to cause hurt in their marriage, in their life. So we are creating the image of God. We have some of our Father which art in heaven traits. Anger is one of them. God would and never would sin when he became angry. Deuteronomy 1:37. Start at verse 36.
Deuteronomy 1:36.
Yes.
Save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh.
Mm-hmm.
He shall see it. And to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon,
mm-hmm.
and to his children.
Yes.
Because he hath wholly followed the Lord.
Has wholly, truly, all the way, read.
Also the Lord was angry with me for your sakes,
mm-hmm.
saying, thou also shalt not go in thither.
God already has promised us something. And when God has promised us something and we don't step out and claim and do what God told us, God get angry with us.
Amen.
And we done lied to God and say, God, I trust you. God, if you do this, I'll do this. God, if you do that, I'll do that. And God say, since you are disobedient and won't do it, don't think you got away because I'm long suffering. He said, I'm going to give you an evil spirit. And you know what I'm going to do? Just like that worm that God put in our body when we are born. You know you got a worm in your body? And when they go and they embalm you and take everything out of you and put you in the ground, they can take everything out, said that worm God got in there. And them maggots invade your body. That same evil spirit is in you. And God say it's going to show up after a while. So God say, I promise you the land. And you didn't go out. And God say, I was angry with you because you didn't step out on my promises. You promised God you would do something and you wouldn't do it. And God is angry with you because the world is watching you and you won't step out on his promises. Deuteronomy 9:8.
Also in Horeb, ye provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you.
We remember the story. Moses began to bring the people memory. Go to Exodus 32:1-7. Let's see what happened at Horeb. Exodus 32:1-7, we got time. God is an angry God when we don't do what we are supposed to do.
Exodus 32:1.
Yes.
And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount.
Yes.
The people.
You have been listening to the Words of Life Radio Ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
Glory FM, your family radio station in North